What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Nimmo and this is Sensemaker. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the winners and losers of Team GB's Money Pot.
Here he goes. He takes the flag of the union, looks down and will look up at the finish line to see the glory of the gold medal awaiting him. Flückiger digs deep. Gold medal goes to Great Britain.
That was the moment Tom Pidcock became Olympic champion in the men's cross-country mountain biking, a first in British sporting history. And Magic Monday also saw Team GB bring home two more gold medals, in swimming and in diving. But beyond the top podium spot, there's one other thing these three sports have in common: funding.
I have absolutely no doubt that there is a direct correlation between money and Olympic and Paralympic success.
And UK Sport is the government agency that can control the purse strings. They have the power to decide who gets the chance to become an Olympic champion, like Tom Pidcock, and who misses out.
It's our responsibility here at UK Sport to make the right investment decisions in the right athletes and the right sports for the right outcomes. In the right outcomes being medal outcomes on the Olympic and Paralympic stage. They're not easy decisions to take, but all our decisions...
UK Sport strategically invest money into sports that they think will give Team GB a good chance of getting a spot on the podium. The funding comes from a combination of things, the national lottery and taxes, and the money pays for things like facilities, nutrition, physio and world-leading coaches. For Tokyo 2020, the price tag was £345 million, split between 32 different sports. Now that's a lot of money. So the question is, who are the winners and losers when it comes to Team GB funding?
And Red Grave and Pinsent are holding the Australians. The Australians are making their effort, but they are not going to do it. The Brits are on their feet, and Great Britain are heading for the gold medals. Stephen Redgrave is making his way into Olympic history. Matthew Pinson is adding to his luster. They are now absolutely...
Back in 1996, Team GB won just one gold medal at the Atlanta Olympics in rowing. And overall, Team GB ranked 36th on the medal table, below France, the USA, Russia and Germany, but also below Kazakhstan and Algeria. It was rock bottom for British sport. The press picked up on this story of two British divers who'd gone onto the streets of Atlanta to sell their kit. Not for fame, but to help pay their bills. And so from that moment on, it was decided that something really needed to change for sport.
We began to start seeing the benefits of National Lottery coming through in the 2000 Games in Sydney. And every Games, every major championship, for Olympic and non-Olympic sports since then has benefited both individually and collectively.
For the first time, athletes were able to fully devote themselves to their training. And because of the funding behind them, Team GB began to climb up the medals table. 10th in Sydney and then Athens, 4th in Beijing, 3rd in London and then 2nd in Rio, where they won a staggering 67 medals. The investment was paying off, but only for those lucky enough to have it.
What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
Winning medals matters, not just to the men and women who get them and those who cheer them, but to the sports they represent. Winning means more funding. Losing means less. Failure can end funding altogether.
UK Sports takes a no-compromise approach to its funding model.
That doesn't mean we're not compassionate or caring about those that perhaps will find themselves on the wrong end of this. But it's compassion without sentimentality. It has to be tough compassion if we're going to continue to improve our high-performance system.
They choose to prioritise to help enhance medal potential. If you're not winning or you don't look like you have the potential to win, your sport is going to lose out. And even when you do win, like badminton did in Rio, for example, after taking home a bronze medal, your funding can still be completely cut for the next Olympic cycle. And there's a new problem too. As the Olympics introduces more and more sports like skateboarding, surfing and karate, the funding available from UK Sport will be spread even more thinly. For Paris 2024, the funding has been split between 43 different sports. That's 9 more sports sharing the money pot than the Tokyo Games. But for cycling, and Tom Pidcock at least, there's no need to worry. They won 12 medals in Rio and just saw their funding increase by 12% for Paris. It's clear that medals, well, medals mean money. Team GB's total medal target for Tokyo is between 51 and 85, and the athletes are gonna know that there's more than a bit of glory riding on reaching that podium spot. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Claudia, Imizav and Ella here at Tortoise. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories? Today's story was written and produced by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.